Bill Kim made his name as a hardcore fine dining chef. He ran the kitchen at the legendary Charlie Trotter's, which was one of the first tasting menu restaurants in America, and where, you know, he had an army of cooks who were tweezing delicate flower petals onto your dish or whatever. But since he left that world, he's dug into two things. One, the Asian flavors he grew up with, and two, boiling his cooking down to simple sauces that pack tons of flavor, so anyone can make delicious food without a brigade of cooks. He's got a book out called Korean Barbecue, and we talked about why he wrote it to give away all his secrets right up front.
You know, when people cook Asian food, it's you buy a whole bunch of ingredients and you cook Asian one day, and 2 days after, you still have the same ingredients. And so the idea was to let Asian be a part of your daily routine. You know, cook a chicken, you might want to take a little bit of the master sauce and add it to something that you already do. So let these sauces kind of enhance your cooking.
Yeah, I think a lot of cookbooks start with like, here's the pantry you should build before you start cooking these recipes. And a lot of times like, oh, that sounds great, that sounds great. And you're like 6 days into cooking these different like condiments and sauces or whatever. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to use that twice in my life. So yeah. I love the fact that like you boil it down to 10 items and then literally every recipe uses those things. So it really is like, this is really your pantry. This is really going to be like your palate you can draw from. So what I'd love to do with you, since we are right in grilling season, I think it would be really fun if we walk through a couple of these sauces or seasonings and you can kind of help us think about how to use it.
Sure. Let's do it. Okay. Let's do it. I can't wait.
I'm going to test you on your own book is what's going to happen right
okay.
now.
You didn't know okay, so I have a book in front of me.
Oh, it was an open book test. You're cheating. Okay, the first one I really want to talk to you about is, well, because the book is called Korean Barbecue, is the Korean barbecue sauce. I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's Korean barbecue and there's barbecue sauce. But like Korean barbecue doesn't really have barbecue sauce, right? So what's the deal?
It doesn't. But, you know, it's the whole idea of when you make the marinade, the Korean barbecue marinade, you're always going to have a little bit left. You're like, what do I do with this stuff? You know, you might have plain yogurt that's in your refrigerator. You might have a vegetable spread or something that you could add. And that's just me coming from my childhood. One of the things I used to do, and I can't believe I'm telling everybody, my dad used to have, what is that, Aquavelva in the bathroom. I used to lock myself in the bathroom and play like a mixologist, but with shaving cream, cologne, mouthwash, and toothpaste. And that's how I got started. I'm like, let's see what I could concoct and make. And I feel the same kind of way. The Korean barbecue marinade, when you add yogurt, these are two tenderizers. And when you add it to a chicken, it becomes this sweet and sour that goes well together, but it's melding up two different things. And if you're eating Korean barbecue, you also eat it with samjang. You also add kimchi to it. So you could also blend that marinade with the things that you're going to eat.
Yeah. So your recipe for it is sugar, soy sauce, onion, pear, kiwi, garlic, ginger, and sesame oil, and then you literally just blend them together in a blender. So now you're saying use that as a marinade. You can mix it with yogurt, and that becomes its own sauce. You can mix it with, like you said, gochujang, which is the Korean fermented chili paste. So there are all these like Korean mother sauces, flavor enhancers you can add it to and use as your sauce later. How else would you riff on the Korean barbecue sauce if you had like a jar of it in front of you? What else could you do with it?
Well, I think if you're cooking on, let's say, a grill or oven or a saute pan, you could actually, you know, baste it. Instead of just letting it marinate, it becomes a glaze and a sauce, and you're accenting the flavor right at the end, so it kind of glistens on a piece of chicken or a salmon or a pork. So you're kind of building the flavors on top of letting it sit in the marinade, but it also becomes the sauce as it cooks and reduces and it chars. So, you know, that's a great way to impart those delicious flavors.
Oh, right on. Let's go to another one. You have curry salt. And this is equal parts curry powder and salt with a little Japanese chili powder. How do you use that?
Well, putting salt on something, it's great. But I like to add another taste, you know, having the turmeric, having a little cumin in the curry powder, and just you could season fries, chips, even fish, chicken. Mm-hmm. It's just, why add just salt? Add other items that have salty elements to it. So it just adds in parts that, like, you know, aromatic, earthy characteristics of curry and a little bit of spice. You know, when you're grilling vegetables, since curry is dissolvable in a little bit of oil, so add a little bit of olive oil, you know, take your asparagus and just be able to season it, and it just, the flavor just penetrates into the vegetable very well.
Oh, I love that. Let's go to another one. It's Korean sauce, and it's got paprika, oregano, chili powder, curry powder, salt, vinegar, olive oil, and like a megaton of garlic. What's the deal with this sauce? What is Korean sauce, first of all?
So I'm Korean. My wife is Puerto Rican, and we call ourselves Korean. So, and she, by the way, she does not cook. She admits it, but her mom is a great cook. And once she met me, she wanted to kind of show me some Puerto Rican recipes. And this is one of her famous marinades. Her name is Lola. So Lola showed me how to take vinegar and use that being part of a sauce and help to kind of tenderize meat and also impart flavors. And, you know, garlic, oregano, curry powder. To me, that was foreign. But as I tasted her food, I'm just like, man, this is like kind of like Korean food because you impart like haunting flavors.
Mm. So you just take all those, again, all those ingredients and in a blender, and then you've got this stuff. How do you use it? What are some things you would riff on?
First and foremost, it's used as the base to create other things. So, it's an enhancer, and be able to start with something super, super flavorful. Then you add and subtract to what you do. For turkey, it's a marinade for turkey. We call it, for our Thanksgiving, we call it lechon turkey. So so there's only four of us. So every year we only get three turkey tenderloins. And it's so delicious. And we don't have to brine. We don't have to let it sit for, 10 hours. We put the Korean marinade on there. 4 hours, just let it go. Then let it cook. Within probably 45 minutes, we have turkey ready to go.
So I love that you can use it on its own. But then, like you say in the book, you can use this Korean sauce to add to other sauces, like Nook Cham, which is the Vietnamese fish sauce, lime, sugar, chili, garlic dip that you get with, like, you know, your spring rolls and stuff like that. And you can mix it together with that and create a whole new sauce with it. I love this sort of like, building block type of cooking where you can have these things in front of you. You have your curry salt, you have your Korean sauce, and then it's just, you can just mix and match and, dunk in chicken or dunk in pork, let it marinate, sear it, grill it, and finish off with it. And you can have like 1,000 combinations.
Yeah.
Cool. This is so great, Chef. Thank you so much. I can't wait to go grilling.
Well, thank you. Great talking to you.
Bill Kim is the author of Korean Barbecue, Master Your Grill in 7 Sauces. And you can find his recipes for Korean sauce, Korean barbecue sauce, and curry salt at splendidtable.org. And that's our show for the week. I highly recommend going through Bill's book and just making a bunch of those sauces at the beginning of the book and just like putting them on everything. That's what I did, and it has made my life that much better. So thank you for spending the time with us, and I hope you're inspired to start planning your dream cookout. And until next week, eat well, drink well, and please tip well.